The noble companions were present, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his companions, he stated, and this is a verse of the Quran that he, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recited, and this verse, يوم إذ تحدث أخبارها, the meaning of this, on that day the earth will describe all its happenings. This is the verse, يوم إذ تحدث أخبارها, on that day the earth will describe all its happenings. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions that, do you know what news it will share the earth, what it will announce? Then all of the Sahaba Ikram, noble companions, they said that, we have no knowledge, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't know, this is not in our knowledge. So this was a class that was taking place. Now a point here arises from this hadith, and our pious elders have explained it, that the students of tasawwuf, the students of tasawwuf and tazkiyah, when they are going through the journey of getting tarbiyah from their sheikh, improvement from the sheikh, they sit in the company of the sheikh, they listen to their sheikh, they want to improve themselves, the students. And there are all types of students within that class, on that journey. In the gathering of a sheikh, we have muftis, we have respected scholars, ulama, we have people who have no knowledge, we have those who don't understand, maybe. It's a class, different types of students, a cross-section of people, and it's a hospital. The class of the Wali Allah is a hospital, the khanqah, which is where people are spiritually improved. And when the student enters into that class, then every student becomes equal, subhanallah. And all status, levels, ilm, knowledge, all of this comes onto a level playing field. Level, same. And everyone who's in that class is as a student, is classed as a student. It's a very great point that is being mentioned by the pious elders. So the student should think that, I've come as a student, and I haven't come here to show my ilm, my knowledge. I haven't come here to debate. Rather, I am myself a normal human being, and you shouldn't think I'm better than him or he is better than me. And you shouldn't think that a person with money, that I am wealthy and he's poor, or the poor person think I've got no money, he's got more money. Rather, everyone should come to the class as a person in dire need of the akhir. That's all the students. Then, from this hadith, the point arises, great point that I'm presenting to you. The Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, that, do you have knowledge? And do you know? And all the great companions who had ilm, but there was nobody who had more ilm, knowledge, than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is how the student needs to sit and think, that this moment in time, whatever I've got, but whatever my shaykh explains and says, his ilm is greater than mine, and whatever he's explaining is greater than what I know. He will not reject the student, he will not have doubt in his heart. This is a beautiful line of study. You understand? He'll have no doubt, no criticism, no rejection, no questioning, no challenging. No second question should arise in his mind. Rather, I'm an Sadaq, and I sit down, I accept what I hear and see. I don't have no knowledge, even though he may know. He studied Sahih al-Bukhari, the Siha Sitta, the authentic traditions, Abu Dawood, Muwatta Imam Malik. He studied all of this, but he will say, the student, I don't know, I have no knowledge. In front of his sheikh, not in front of everybody else in the world, but in front of his sheikh, he will say, I have no knowledge. He will diminish himself, lower himself. What happens due to this is that the barakah, the blessings that come into him spiritually, the student, because that ilm, the knowledge that he hides, one day will come, that ilm, it will overwhelm the world, just like the Aqabireen, our pious elders, our pious predecessors. Have you seen their lifestyle? As a Tanwi Sahib rahmatullahi said, that I wasn't an alim, a scholar. When I went and sat with my sheikh, then I realized what is ilm, knowledge. I benefited from the ilm, and I benefited others as well. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is a very valuable point that's mentioned, that when a person goes to the company, the gathering of the Shaykh, he considers himself nothing, zero, totally nothing. You know better, Shaykh. Even though he knows, so pride goes and haughtiness goes and disrespect goes. Many sicknesses and illnesses inside the student, and that whole stage comes out in front of him, eliminates his status, his level, his knowledge, his awareness, and then from his mind and heart, whatever the Shaykh says, even if there's maybe a deficiency in the understanding of what he's saying, but he'll say, no, most verily what the Shaykh is saying is correct, what I thought was correct is wrong. And this is the student in tasawwuf, tazkiyah, purification of the heart and the soul. So the student, men and women, very quickly they get to the high position in this institute of learning of tazkiyah, if they have the mindset and the basis like this. So come back to the hadith where the Holy Prophet ﷺ himself asked that, do you know the news that the earth will give? The sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we are jahil, we are ignorant, we have no knowledge. What can we say to you? We have no answers, we have no points, we cannot explain. So this is the very valuable point that we just stopped to discuss for a few moments. Do you understand that this is the way to attain tazkiyah? That whenever a student goes and sits in the company of the Shaykh, then totally he should consider himself worthless. He has no knowledge. He should think, I have nothing to my name, no knowledge, no ilm, and everything is coming from my teacher. And he's not eliminating himself. Rather, he's bringing himself out greater, stronger, and at some point in time, he will be, it will be known that this person has got something to share. So on that day, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهُ What will the earth say on that day? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't know what the earth will say. Then the Prophet ﷺ explained that, do you know what will be the news that the earth will share? It will describe all its happenings. That man and that woman who on this planet earth, obviously we're on the earth because we can't go up into the heavens, yeah, we cannot fly around. So obviously, the definition of the earth here, you can put a question, oh, I could be in a plane, I wasn't on the earth at that time. Here then, according to my ilm, that I have studied geography, and we have the gravity of the earth that pulls on items in the skies. As long as we're at a certain altitude where the gravity of the earth has a pull on us or on an item, the plane does fly, it does take off, but the earth pulls down on it, the gravity of the earth. So as long the earth has the energy to pull an object down towards it, then that is classed as the earth as well. And Salah is jaiz there. You're not on another planet, in the plane you'll have to give adhan, pray Salah, and as just as you were standing on the crust of the earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Right. So for this reason, wherever a person is on the earth, including what we just discussed, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that the earth, that man and woman on this earth, if they do a bad action or a good action, if they will stay on the earth, did a good action or bad action, all those actions and deeds will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And this is my life and your life, my friends, my colleagues. Now on the day of judgment, in front of Allah, when we are presented, there will be witnesses that will be presented on our behalf. They will become witnesses. Where are you going? I'm going to the shop. Then everything on the way will be a witness of what you're doing. You sit in a car, you're swearing at somebody, you're speaking, looking at a woman, going here, doing this action, doing a non-sharia action, listening to music and instruments, thousands of actions that are not good maybe. So what are they taking to us towards? That you could be doing good and you could be doing bad. And there are witnesses that see you doing bad and there are witnesses that see you doing good. So at that time, when a person's implementing actions or deeds, he should think at that time, you're lying down, you were thinking this, you're going to the shop, you were thinking this. You were in the house, you were doing this, you were thinking this. At this point in time, you're thinking this. In other words, you're sat on the earth, always a person, thinking, doing, isn't it? Occupied, thinking, doing. So the more witnesses that will be created, in the same way, they will then, the witness statements will be accepted, and he will be given the conclusion of what will happen to him on the day of the resurrection. So we need to think, have I got more witnesses towards my bad actions or my good? No, it's Ramadan, I'm reading Quran, I'm praying Salah, it's Ramadan. And after that, we don't even know what's going on. And even this, that in the conditions of the fast, there are conditions that don't do bad actions. Don't commit sins. So me and you, let's think. Analyze, rather, I should think, you are pious individuals, that today, the day that's passed, until today, how many witnesses have I made for my good actions, and how many witnesses have I made for my bad actions, for my sins? Today. Yes? It's not just I've sat in front of the Quran, the Quran's a witness to me. What about the rest of my life? But if the rest of my life is against the Quran, no. The life of the mu'min, the believer, should be totally in obedience to the Quran. Totally. Yes? The life of the mu'min, the believer, should be totally in obedience to the Quran. So, this is a very big item of caution, very big point of caution, alhamdulillah, that in the dunya, a person is manufacturing and making his paradise or his hell. Not even a moment, a second in the life of the mu'min should not take place, a man or woman, believer, that they are constructing or they are arranging for witnesses for their sins. That the person who's seeing and looking and listening. That, for example, let me do a bad action. Is somebody looking? Somebody, no, there's nobody looking. Okay, let me commit this sin. Let me commit this sin. We say, Yar, oh, this time I wanted to say this or do this. Was there somebody listening? Even the wolves have ears. We say, no, nobody's listening. Okay, come on, Yar, let's make this decision and let's do this action. We think that nobody's looking or listening. When we backbite or say bad to someone, first concept that comes to mind, is somebody listening? Is anyone listening? Is that person listening who I'm speaking about? No, he's not here. Then we start speaking, he was this, he did this, he said that, they were like this. Speaking, lying, honesty, falsehood, and all the sins have been implemented. Tuck. Those sins, they have got witnesses. The earth is a witness to those sins. And it will present that, and the day of judgment, that day will come in the Akhirah, in the hereafter. That time, when the court case takes place, you know when the court case takes place, the witnesses come in the dock, in front of the judge. Yeah, you can't take the witnesses on the road, that these are my witnesses before the court case. When the court case starts, proceedings begin, judge opens the proceedings, and the judge says, bring your witnesses that you didn't commit this crime. He says, these are my witnesses that I didn't commit the crime. Then the opposition say, oh, we'll bring witnesses that he did commit the crime. So then the witnesses on both sides, and then the witness who has got the hefty statement and proper proof and evidence, and then the jury sat there listening, and then the jury gives their decision, and the judge also gives the decision based on the witnesses. It's a very big point. A lot of weight is applied to this. So Allah is Khabir and Basir. Allah knows everything, sees everything, listens to everything, knows everything. But Allah sent us to this earth with full preparation. Allah says you cannot be saved from what will occur in the hereafter. So Allah won't show here. Will Allah Ta'ala show the conclusion? No, Allah says, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا. Imagine what is our life. What status do we have? What power do we have? Nothing. And the witnesses in our lives to our good and bad. For example, if I do a good deed, then this part of the earth will say, this earth will say, a bird that's flying will say, the leaf on the tree will say, the grass, the blades of grass will say, SubhanAllah. Everything they saw, the bed will bear witness. Everything, your lota, your vessel, also does dhikr. Even the water, the glass that you drink water in, that as a name of Allah, that will all say, Allah, he drank water from me. How did he drink? Allah, he didn't say your name. And that will be another witness against you. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Person who drank, did he drink water? He drank water. He drank water. Allah, how did he drink water? Allah will say, he said your name. He started with your name. Allah will say, put this in the book of deeds, good deeds. Just like there's a computer, like a machine, and it's churning out the records and would be stood there. And Allah will say, ah, this leaf is a witness. You know when you were sat under the tree and the tree is a witness, the leaf is a witness. And they know, they saw, they noted. They'll say, we are witnesses. In other words, everything that we are sat on, where we are wandering and sitting, there will be witnesses for us on the day. If we know there's a witness in front of us. And if I say something in front of this person, and then the witness will come in front of the judge and say, I heard myself. He said this, he'll put his hand on the Quran. He spoke in front of me. And you know that he's the witness. Will you speak in front of the witness if you know he's a or she is a witness? That this person will become a witness against me. They'll testify. So that's why we have to beware. We have to beware. The tree will become a witness against us. Don't speak nonsense in front of the tree. Allahu Akbar. This bed will become a witness. That you lied on this bed and you did a wrong action, this bed will be a witness against you and testify against you. We need to think about this. That, for example, that person who has a yaqeen, everything around me is a witness, then they are the people of Ya Ayyuha Alladhina Amanu. They come into the class of the people of Iman. Those who don't have belief or conviction or certainty, say, oh, what's this you're saying? And shaitan, it makes them believe that they're fine. The whole deen is based on the witness. That's why a person commits wrong deeds, sins. Because shaitan, he eliminates that person's certainty. He sat down, but he doesn't have yaqeen that Allah is watching, listening, and these things I'm doing will become records and there'll be witnesses. He's listening, the noise is coming in his eye, in his ears, but he's got negative thinking and shaitan distracts that person, deviates that person. So that person then comes out to the fold of Islam, maybe due to his bad words. How can this be? Why did this happen? Why is this for me? But the person who has yaqeen, certainty for those, Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, because the Quran is for those people with iman, not for those who don't have iman. Huda lil muttaqeen, Allah ta'ala has mentioned. Allahu Akbar. This Quran, it makes people muttaqeen, fearful of Allah. Alif lam mim dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi. When he reads the Quran, his doubts disappear. So this is the iman of a human being. And I'm telling you, the words of the Quran will affect those people of iman, and those who don't have iman, the Quran will not affect them positively. Rather, they'll go more into the negative side. They'll get worse. Subhanallah. And those who have iman, just like the Quran says, fazadahum Allahu marada. That Allah says, I will increase their iman, strengthen their iman. Subhanallah. So first and foremost, what is it that we need to have is yaqeen, conviction, certainty. When a person has good things and it doesn't affect him in a nice way, then he should understand he doesn't have yaqeen and iman. This is our assistant. Iman, belief, yaqeen. What else can there be? Look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam statements and his sayings, whatever he said, we believe and accept them and embrace them with our minds and hearts. That's it. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, that's correct. What the decision he's made is correct. End of story. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a decision whether anybody believes or not. And those people who believe, they will go higher in the akhirah. And those who don't believe, they'll be lower. And what can I say about those people? Allah knows better what will happen to them. The Quran has mentioned big things, big words. What words can I explain and utilize? Those who don't believe, those who don't have yaqeen or don't trust, and they question and challenge and criticize from their minds, from their brains, from their technical understanding. But Allah's given us such a great deen. A person should be very cautious. Allah says, I've made these things your witnesses. This phone that you spoke through, we think it's just a phone and the same in it. Tomorrow will come alive. You'll say that your five phones you had, and I heard your conversations, and the things in the world cannot record the amount of records that our Mawla Allah will expose. Allah will bring all the records. That look, the print will be coming out, the print out of everything, your house, your shop, your business place, wherever you are. A man doesn't need to speak from his mouth. That will come after. Rather, Allah will show the evidence first. And the earth will be a witness and it will testify. And Allah will take the witness statements from the earth. And then Allah will call the insan, okay, you come now. And it will be such a severe case that will be taken, like a court case. From the hadith, we realize that a person should be extremely careful and cautious and live a life of caution. And that's what Ramadan's come for, to make us practice the life of caution. We should be careful when depression comes into a person's mind and he feels lack of hope, totally loses hope, and mental sicknesses come to him. Then the solution, the reason for a person's sickness is mental, what's in his mind. Because the witnesses of his bad deeds, his sins have increased. Remember this, what I'm saying. Remember. When a person has witnesses to his sins, then he goes more into a downward spiral, that person. And they will testify against his sins. And this is Allah's karam and mercy, that out of this depression and sickness, Allah Ta'ala allows a person to realize, oh, you of iman, your witnesses have increased. The witnesses when you did sins have increased. If you want, you can eliminate these witnesses and come to the right path. Simple way. How? Allahu Akbar. That your witnesses that have been formed for your sins, they are loaded with the recognition of the sins you committed. And when they testify in the hereafter, so Allah Ta'ala is making that person aware that you've got depression, you're in a bad state, in a bad way, your actions are sins. When that happens, he should consider that this is the problem for me. I've got too many witnesses for my sins. What I should do, the Quran says what you should do is that these witnesses should be eliminated in the world and you should have more witnesses for your good deeds. How do I do that before I pass away? Allah Ta'ala explains that do tawbah, repent, and your sins will be wiped away, eliminated. Allahu Akbar. That's why Ramadan has come. That's why Ramadan, Allah says, do tawbah, repent, and all the witnesses for the sins that you committed will be eliminated, and you can start a new life from this Ramadan. This caution Even if you start to do calculation that today I did this many good deeds, I said this many good things, and I went across the world, and I went to this many places, I went to my work, and I, for example, all things are there that have witnessed your sins. Allah Akbar, Allah says that I don't like when a person does a sin. If Allah Ta'ala has defined that, and I do those action sins in my car, at home, in my workplace, at my shop, then all of the things around me will be witnesses against my sin. That if you're in a car, put the tilawat, recite the Quran on there. Allah Ta'ala has made such beautiful techniques of how a person hear good things in the car. CDs even are now becoming extinct. And other things come small like stick. Yeah, I don't know what we call it. Isn't it? We put that. It's like a stick and the whole Quran is in that. Yes, in that memory stick. Allah, it's like a finger. Allah Akbar, you can put that into the device in the car, MP3 player, and listen. And subhanAllah, our dhikr that we do, that's the khatam al-khwajkan. You can play that whilst you're driving your whole journey. Allah Akbar, how many witnesses will come forward to testify that you did good at that time? SubhanAllah. So will you do this from today? Yes, we should. You'll always stay with me then. Always, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. If you're listening to the good things. So, science, technology, innovation, new things. This is from Allah. In previous days and decades and centuries, the people didn't have these resources. But Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, what great technical resources we have. We're sat here now, and people in New York, California, doing dhikr with us. They're listening to good things, learning good things, learning about good akhlaq, saving themselves from bad actions, bad sins. Look at today in the world of Islam, we have people doing not good things, and people say bad about Islam. This is a dirty religion, and the Muslims, they are violent, and they're damaging the world. But we give the announcement today that Islam is a great religion. The meaning of Islam is peace and aman that is spread around the world. This is a wrong concept and understanding that people go today. So for example, we don't need to go to a Maulana to ask that. We can sit here and give the message inside us. Those people who are here, they do the work, that they say that these few people, the Muslims, we say to them clearly, we reply that those few people who are doing bad, don't tarnish the rest. Look at our Sahaba Ikram, our prophets, our noble companions, our Qabrin Pais elders, the Sufiyun, and mashallah, great deeds they did. That did they feel like, did they share with us or teach us to go to mosques and blow them up and throw bombs and spread destruction? Who does this? Who says this correct? That if in the deen, in that religion, there's a concept that if a person kills one man, it's like he's killed the whole of mankind. That religion that has this as a basis, as a concept, will he commit terrorism in the world? No. This is the people of evil. These are the people of evil who are spreading evil at this moment in time, and they're tarnishing the name of Islam. But Islam's not like this. Islam is a peaceful religion, a peaceful way of life. Alhamdulillah, the tazkiyah we do through the majalis, the gathering, especially the Sufis who do the work of the deen, they emphasize on this chapter of the deen. They want to purify the people's hearts and souls so that they become good human beings. Allahu Akbar. And one great hadith that the best human beings, that person, Islam is teaching us this. Islam says what? In Islam, there's a hadith that states the best person is that person that due to his physical self and being, he's benefiting other human beings. He's giving bread to other people. He's giving shelter to other people. He's giving money to other people. Oh, there's no differentiation of what madhab does he follow, which fiqh does he follow, which religion does he follow, is he a believer or non-believer? No. The work and the function of a Muslim is that these people around me are all creation of Allah, and I should benefit by benefiting them. Allahu Akbar. Islamically, religiously, environmentally, societally, whatever the circumstances, every human being is the son of one father, who is Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Is this not the message of Islam? So as I was saying, requesting, Allah Ta'ala has given us science. What great innovation that science has given to us, that you can relay this message to the whole world, that this is wrong, shouldn't do this, and this is right. So science has become a rahmah, mercy for the mu'minin, alhamdulillah. That from this, how many witnesses will we have due to doing good deeds? You're doing dhikr with me here right now, alhamdulillah. And where are your witnesses? Where are they being made? In Africa. Say subhanAllah. When the witness will come and say, I didn't go to Africa, I was doing dhikr. And why is this African stood in front of me testifying that I was doing dhikr? Subhanallah. This is a man from Zimbabwe. This is a man from Malawi. So brothers, we need to try, make effort. How many people we know, maybe people you know in Africa and other continents, send them the link for dhikr. The more people you send the link for dhikr, invite them, and if they come towards dhikr, then they will be witnesses for you on the Day of Judgment positively. We don't think like this. This hadith Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us is such a great hadith. Subhanallah. Every moment we should have this fikr. Just like we have a worry that we want to make money, then we should have more witnesses for our good deeds. We should manufacture, create witnesses that share and testify that this man did good deed. That if I do good deed, I need a witness on the heaven, on the skies, on the earth. There's no place which is empty from becoming witness for our bad deeds or our good deeds. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so there must be a qawm, Allah Ta'ala will say. That there must be a qawm that when the deeds will be presented, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us great hints. يَوْمَئِذِينَ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا. Open the ears, open your hearts, and open your minds, that this discussion point that I'm about to share with you. So say SubhanAllah loudly first of all. SubhanAllah. Okay. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he state? SubhanAllah, glory be to Allah. That all of this will happen, there will be witnesses to testify against your sins and good deeds, but there will be a qawm, group of people, that they will have so many witnesses for the good deeds. Say SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. They'll have so many, more than all the other people. They'll have more witnesses for his good deeds than other people. And the person will have so many witnesses for his good deeds, then he will win the strongest of court cases in the hereafter. Strongest of court cases. Just like a person, Nawaz Sharif, he wins the court case, he gets bail, and people are running after him, up behind him. Oh, he's achieved a big thing. Yes, and the people, they say, oh, he's achieved a lot. But there, in the hereafter, will be the true men. Allah will say that you got so many witnesses. You are so good and pious and upright, and all these witnesses are for you, these trees and leaves and the rivers and the sparrows and the birds. Forget about the human beings. Allah says, you made the whole earth your witness. Who are you? What did you used to do? You say, Allah did just one action. What action did you do? Wadhkurullah kathira la'allakum tuflihun. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Say it again. SubhanAllah. That my Rabb, you told me, you instruct me, do my dhikr every moment, walking, talking, sitting down, jungle, mountains, lying down, sleeping, sitting, happiness, sadness, every phase of life, you have to remember me, Allah orders, whatever you're doing, driving a car, Allah says, do my dhikr, how? And how? So Allah took hold of this, that I sat in the company of a wali Allah, he put his finger on my heart, and he made me a machine of dhikr, and my witnesses continue to be made every moment. Allahu Akbar. How many witnesses are made for you? SubhanAllah. Your mouth is closed and your heart is saying, Allah, say SubhanAllah. What great du'as can we do for the benefit of the awliyaullah before us, who taught us the great deen? We'll run around looking for them on the desert. Where's my shaykh? What a great teaching he gave to me. He saved me. SubhanAllah. So he's made our machine come to life. Allah will say that, SubhanAllah, so many witnesses you got. You'll say, wherever I went, there was dhikr and I was doing dhikr, and they all became witnesses for my good deeds. And whenever goodness comes, then falsehood disappears. It's eliminated. So this is what we've been taught, my friends, as well. This hadith I've shared with you. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also has given tafsir, commentary of an ayah of the Quran by giving us this hadith. Can anyone do tafsir like this? Say SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. So today, no, I can't do dhikr. They're doing other actions. Do all the work of the dunya, the world, but remember, must do the dhikr of Allah. Who says don't do work? Who says don't have an occupation? Do all work of the dunya, but whatever you do, do it with the assistance of dhikr of Allah. To this extent, even when you're going to your wife, even this you're doing an action. Yes, that Allah Ta'ala said that when you sow your seeds on your SubhanAllah, on the soil, SubhanAllah, then you should do this with the dhikr of Allah as well. Allahu Akbar. So everything will be a witness for you. Yes? Tell me. Everything will be a witness. Some pious elders have stated that when we go, then, you know, when we go to, we have to go to pass the stool to relieve ourselves, then the stones that we took with us, we were afraid that even the stones are doing the dhikr of Allah whilst we were going to relieve ourselves. Even the lotta, the vessel, is doing the dhikr of Allah. Don't think that these things are devoid of Allah's remembrance. This is Allah's great karam, mercy, that Allah Ta'ala, the people who should be doing dhikr, Allah Akbar, Allah is not explaining to them by letting us hear that everything around us is doing dhikr. If we were to hear that, if Allah was to expose that to us, we would be shocked. Have you understood? So the person who will have the most witnesses for his good deeds will be who? Those who did the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And those who do dhikr with the base of their hearts, from the depth of their hearts. There are two types of dhikr, my brothers. I explained this to you yesterday. Just like we have this gathering, the majlis of dhikr. So we have come here to do dhikr, to perform dhikr. Not listen, I don't like it. People are sat there, they're like they're dumb. They don't move their tongues and their mouths. We haven't come here to listen. They're not doing dhikr. They have no witnesses that are being formed for them. When there's dhikr with the tongue, lisani dhikr, then we should repeat those verses so that at least our ears can hear. Like when I say hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, then you will recite after me, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Rather, you should count at least 11 times. You should recite that before we go to the next verse. Some people fall asleep whilst the maraqbah is on. This is not the dhikr of the heart we're doing. When I recite a kalima, then you also have to repeat that kalima after me, and you have to be able to hear it, and then you'll get the benefits of it. Whatever kalima I recite, you also have to recite that. And that kalima you cannot recite, you cannot read, which is hard for you. Don't stay silent. Don't remain silent. That is a great kalima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Durood Sharif. That can compensate for the kalimas that you're not able to recite. Is there any greater kalima than this? Send durood on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do this action. So we should know the kalimas, all the kalimas that we recite in dhikr. We should all have remembered them by now. And when we then after that we'll do qalbi dhikr, silent dhikr, then there's different conditions. Then the tongue stops, the breath stops, obviously the breath continues, mouth stops, mouth is closed, our thoughts are closed, everything is closed, and what is open? The heart is open, it's functioning, performing. The heart opens up and everything else at that time is closed. Then the eyes will close, the chakras will close, and the voice will stop, everything will stop. But in the heart you say, Allah, Allah, Allah. We have two tongues. One is the language, like that I'm speaking now, the tongue, and one is the tongue of thinking, vision. I'm thinking, I need to go here, I need to say this to him, I need to do that. This is the language of thinking. We need to speak with the language, the mindset of thinking. We say many things, we do many thinking throughout the day, lots of thoughts. By that time we stop thinking about anything else and only one thing comes to mind, Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, I will be immersed in your thoughts. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is called qalbi dhikr maraqbah. So when a person does maraqbah, silent dhikr, what does he need to do? He needs to lower his head, do maraqbah, silent dhikr, not moving the tongue, but moving the heart. When I recite the kalimat, the louder dhikr, then after me, you need to recite the kalimat. So verses, and we do jahir dhikr, which is loud dhikr, alhamdulillah, which you all recite, and in that, those people are listening further away from here. Everyone has to recite the dhikr after me. You also in this gathering, read it loudly. Wherever people are sat down, women, men, and doing dhikr and listening, they will all be included in the gathering of dhikr. Why? Because the pious predecessors have said a beautiful thing. Sometimes they'll say loudly, sometimes quietly, in silence. And some people do it from the depths of their hearts. Today I've understood that the game that's being played here is Allah has given us the opportunity to have witnesses, with different types of witnesses, for our silent dhikr, for the dhikr in between, and the loud dhikr. This is how I want you to have witnesses. This is how I want you to have witnesses. Have you seen the mercy of Allah? Yes. So anyway, so shall we make some witnesses? Yes, let's start doing dhikr of Allah. Beautiful points came to mind today, and we should take heed and consider this. Every moment we should stay alert, don't do bad deeds, don't do sins, don't do bad actions. And wherever you are in the car, walking, outside, listen to good things, listen to good discussions, listen to a bayan. Best of all is the dhikr of Allah, and listen to dhikr, continue to do dhikr, and to listen to the alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Amin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-muslimin. یا اللہ جو دعائیں ہم نے ذکر میں مانگے تمام قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ذکر کو قبول فرما ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما سیام اور قیام کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہمارے مشائخ کرام کے درجات کو بلند فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین